What's your stock pick this evening, Carl?
I'll pick a global stock, Viacom CBS. So it's a global media and entertainment company. Also, I think importantly, robust content producer and also a library of movies and series. And they've also gone into the streaming industry with their Pluto TV and Paramount Plus. So they're competing with the Netflix and Co and Amazon streaming services. So I think in terms of their library and catalog, I think certainly there's significant value. You're looking at a forward PE of 11 times, so certainly not stretched, a dividend yield of 2%. So valuation looks attractive. Quality, reasonable returns of about 16% in terms of ROE. And that's sort of, it's come down over the last 3 years. But I think in terms of the outlook, certainly not as bad as the valuation would imply. Yeah. So yeah, I think, and additionally on top of that, there was talk of a buyout, potential buyout from Comcast. So there'll be some consolidation, and the attraction that they have is their library. You know, content is quite important, especially in, for the big guys to get significant, you know, streaming, you know, members or subscribers. You need that content. So yeah, that's what they have.
Okay, Jean-Pierre, the investment case you're laying out this evening?
A company listed in Japan, the second largest company listed in Japan after Toyota, it's SoftBank Group. You can almost think of it as the Japanese equivalent of Naspers, because they invested $20 million into Alibaba more than 20 years ago, and today that stake is worth more than $100 billion. But SoftBank is trading at more than a 50% discount to the sum of its parts. It's since also invested in Arm Holdings, a semiconductor company based in the UK, and they're busy selling that to Nvidia of the US. That will unlock a lot of value. They also launched the SoftBank Vision Fund,
yeah,
which is the largest venture capital fund in the world a few years ago. That is more than $100 billion. And through that, they've got a whole portfolio of technology investments. So I do think that on a sum of the parts basis, SoftBank is worth probably double the current share price, and hopefully they'll be able to narrow that discount in the near future.
Okay, on that note, gentlemen, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Of course, Jean-Pierre Fester is with Protea Capital Management and Carl Kevers with Benguela Fund Managers. We'll be back tomorrow to take more of your stock-related questions. For now, have a great evening.